Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Nun Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Nun Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mekadesh Ishu Bita. If somebody is Mekadesh, a woman and her daughter simultaneously, or Isha Vachoysai, or a woman and her sister at the same time, Kachas, at the same time, and Mekadeshes. The halach is that Kedushin is not effective, and we will Mitzvashem learn in the Gemara why. The Mefarshim discuss how is it physically possible to be Mekadesh two women at the exact same moment, particularly since there is a sugya throughout Shas that discusses the concept of Efshel Tzamtzein and E-Efshel Tzamtzein. Could two actions occur at the exact same moment? So there are a number of ways that the Mefarshim explain how this is perhaps possible. One, they explain, is that it's not that the man gave the two women Kedushin at the exact same moment, which may be indeed impossible. Rather, what he did was, he gave Kedushin to a Shliach for both women, saying to the Shliach that you should accept Kedushin. This, accept this money that I'm giving you as Kedusha for both women, that the Kedushin should happen at the exact same moment. Another way that the Mefarshim explained what might have happened is that, as we learned, Kedushin could be done by giving a woman Kedushin, but saying that the Kedushin should not be effective until 30 days later. And that's exactly what happened here. He went to the two women, the mother and the daughter, the two sisters, and he said to them that I'm giving you Kedushin that should be effective, and the time that he designates is the exact same time for both Kedushin. Another explanation is that he gave Kedushin to one of the women, that she should accept the Kedushin not only on her own behalf, but she should also accept the Kedushin on behalf of her sister, on behalf of her mother, on behalf of her daughter. And again, since, as we're going to learn, one woman can accept Kedushin not only for herself but for a co-wife, we would have both Kedushin being effective simultaneously. And the Mishnah teaches us that such would not be effective, Eina Mekudeshes. Says the Mishnah, Ma'is b'chamish nashim, there was an incident with five women, amongst those five women were two sisters. A person gathered a basket of figs. These figs belonged to the women. And they were figs of the Shemitah year. And the Gemara Mitzvashem on Daf Nun Beis will discuss if and how Kedushin can be effective with fruits that are of Shemitah, fruits that belong to the women. Vamar, and the man said to the women, all of you should become a Kiddush to me with this basket of figs. The and one woman accepted the Kedushin on behalf of the entire group. As we just learned, one woman could accept Kedushin not only on her own behalf, but on behalf of an entire group of women. And says the Mishnah of Chachamim, and Chachamim said, the sisters are not Mekudosh in such a scenario. And we will, Mitzvashem, explain in the Gemara what exactly is the case of the Mishnah and why is it an ineffective Kedusha. So our Mishnah said that if somebody is Mekadosh two sisters simultaneously, or a mother and daughter, it's not a valid Kedusha. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know this then? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bachama, Dama Kra, a man should not take one woman with the other woman, that they should be co-wives. The Torah teaches us, if these women will become co-wives simultaneously, then Kedusha is not effective even in one of them. And therefore, neither of them becomes Mekudeshes. And as the Mefarshim explained, the same din that applies by two sisters, where there's only an Issacharis, certainly applies by a mother and a daughter, where there's a Chiyuv Misa. Asks Taishas. If this is the din, that where the Torah says, that where the Torah uses the words like sikach, kedushin is not effective, as Taishas we know that the Gemara teaches us in many different places, that kedushin is effective by chayvei lavin. But the Torah uses the words like sikach, so how can we suggest that kedushin is effective in such a circumstance? Our Gemara just taught us that wherever the Torah uses the words leisikach, kedushin is not effective. So the Taisus Yontif, in answering Taisus' question, says that since the Torah teaches us explicitly kisihiyena, that the Torah teaches us that even though the chayv elavin, the kedushin is effective, the Torah is teaching us that the regular din of when there's an aver involved, kedushin should not be effective, doesn't apply by chayv elavin. However, Tosfos says that this pasuk, Tosfos answers that this pasuk is teaching us a specific rule. This pasuk is teaching us a specific rule that if one attempts to be mekadosh two such women, the kedushin should never be effective. So in other words, what Tosfos is saying is that only in such a circumstance where he's trying to do such an act is it considered like a situation of a chais isha and the kedushin is not effective. It doesn't have bearing to any other situation. Amalei Rava asks Rava to Rami Bachama, how could you explain the pasuk in this way? Ihachi, let's continue reading the pasuk. How did it say? The pasuk continues to say, v'nichrusu ha'nefashas ha'aisos mikarev amam, that if somebody does such an act, he'll be chayiv karus. However, the question is, a kedushin like Tafsaba, if there was never a kedushin with either of these women, so neither of these women is an achais isha to him. So why karis mi mechayiv? Why should he be mechayiv karis? Ela merava explains Rava. Kurab zachazet. The pasuk is teaching, speaking about a situation where one married one woman, and that the Torah says that once you marry a woman, kedushin will not be effective with a mother, with a sister, with a daughter. On Masnitzin, our Mishnah is following what Rabbi taught us. Dama Rabbi, kol she'ena b'zechazeh, anything that cannot be effective consecutively, afil bas achas enoi, cannot be effective simultaneously. And since, as we just said, the pasuk is teaching us that you can't marry a sister after a sister, a mother after a daughter after a mother, teaches us the Gemara now that we've taken a step further that they can't be become a Kiddush even simultaneously. Ask the Mefarshim, if so, we know there's a concept that's discussed many times in Shas, a concept of Ein Issachal Al Isser, that once something is Osir, it cannot become Osir again. However, if the two Asurim were to come at the exact same time, we don't apply the concept of Ein Issachal Al Isser. Ask the Mefarshim, if we are now suggesting that anything that can't happen simultaneously can't happen at the same time either, so why, if the rule is that Ein Issachal Al Isser, could Issa Bichal at the same time? We should have the same issue. Answer the Mefarshim. What is the reason, this is the way it's explained in the yeshivas, what is the reason that Ein Issachal Al Isser? The reason is because once it's like a full cup, if a cup is already full of liquid, you can't fill up the cup with anything else, and therefore once there's an Isser, once an item is Osir, it's already satiated with Isser and cannot become Osir anymore. However, if you're pouring into a cup from two pitchers at the same time, that's certainly doable. Ein Issachal Al Isser has nothing to do with me creating a chalois, with creating a transaction, that there we could say it makes a difference if it's simultaneously, consecutively, apply the rules of consecutive to simultaneous. Rather, here it's an issue of Issa being able to be chal, and it's only able to be chal if there is no Isser preceding it. The Magen Avraham in the Taz quote, the Bach in the Taz quote a question from the Meramli Prague. They say the halach is by the Seder, by Maitzi Matzah, what we do is we take the matzah and we make two brachas. We make the bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz and the bracha of alchilas matzah. Even though typically we don't want to make two brachas on one act, here explain the paiskim, we have no option. Because if we're going to make a hamotzi and then eat the matzah, we can no longer make the bracha of alchilas matzah. We already ate matzah. If on the other hand we're going to want to make an achilas matzah and eat the matzah, you're not allowed to eat matzah without making a hamotzi first. So therefore the halach is that we make both achilas matzah and the hamotzi and we eat the matzah. Ask the Maharal Prague, this, as we just explained, is a situation of kol she'en b'zachazeh. We can't make one bracha after the other, as we just explained. So we can't make one bracha one after the other, following the concept that our Gemara just taught us, as achas nami, we shouldn't be able to make the brachas at the same time either. Answers the Taz. When do we apply the concept of kol she'en b'zachazeh, b'bas achas nami enoy? That's when we're talking about two different objects. As our Gemara is referring to two different women. So I can't be mekadosh two sisters, one after the other. I can't be mekadosh them at the same time either. Here we're talking about one piece of matzah. When we're talking about one piece of matzah, the concept of kol she'en b'zachazeh, b'bas achas nami enoy, doesn't apply. Gufa, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, as Rabbi just taught us, kol she'en b'zachazeh, anything that can't happen consecutively, afil bas achas enoy, cannot happen simultaneously. Eisvei Abaya asks Abaya, the halacha is that by truma, the Torah does not give us a shear how much truma one has to remove from his crop. Chita achas peteres asakri. But the raisa, one kernel is enough. Chazal gave us shiurim, a 40th, a 50th, a 60th. However, by Meiser, the Torah is very exact with its shear. Meiser means 10%. So the Mishnah discusses a situation where, let's say, I have 5 pounds of produce. So the Meiser, 10%, would be a half a pound. And I go, and instead of taking a half a pound, I take a whole pound. Says the Mishnah, Hamarba the Meiser. If somebody takes more mice than he's supposed to, pay rice from his economy. So in our case, he has the 5 pounds. He took off 1 pound as mice. The halach is, the 4 pounds that are left over are perfectly fine. However, the mice is problematic. Why is the mice problematic? Because in the mice, there are two parts. One part is the part that is Meiser, and the, mixed together with the Meiser is Tevel. Because what does separating Meiser mean? Separating Meiser means that I'm taking the produce, separating Meiser, and leaving the other part. Here, I'm not separating anything. The extra half a pound is mixed together with the half a pound of Meiser, and therefore, that entire pound cannot be eaten because it remains tevel or half tevel, and tevel even a kohen or a levi may not eat. Vamai asked the Gemara, why was the act that was done at all effective? Why should we say name a kol she'en b'zachazeh, anything that can't be done consecutively? Everybody certainly agrees that the halach is that if I have produce and I took maisa from it, and then I would want to take Meiser again, that my act is totally meaningless. So if I couldn't take the extra Meiser one after the other, so I feel about achas einoy, when I took too much Meiser in the first place, it should also be unacceptable. Amalei, so answers Rabba, you can't ask a question from Meiser to our concept. Shani Meiser, Meiser has a very unique attribute. You could take a fraction of a fruit, a fraction of a kernel of a grain, and designate it Meiser. The Omer for the halach is, if somebody says Tiskadish Palga de Chitza Kacha, somebody could make Meiser even a half of a kernel of a grain. So somebody designates more than 10% of his produce as Maisa, what he's doing is he's saying that each kernel is partially Maiser and partially not. Just we're not able to determine which is the half that's Maiser and which is the half that's not, and therefore we can't eat the entire kernel. But it's not that we're designating the whole kernel. On the other hand, a woman, you can't be Mekadosh a half a woman, that you should say that half was Mekadosh and half not, and therefore the two circumstances are not the same. Ask the Gemara, Vrei Maisa Behema. And as the Rishonim tell us, before we even begin speaking, by Maisa Behema, it's like by a woman. You can't designate a half animal as Maisa Behema. What is the din of Maisa Behema? The din of Maisa Behema is that the Torah says that one has to take his animals into a barn, have a narrow door, and have the animals go out of the door single file, one animal at a time, and as every tenth animal emerges, he has to give a shmir, and that animal is the maaser animal. What the halacha of the maaser animal is that it should be brought to Yerushalayim and used as a carbon, brought like a carbon that's kachim kalim. If that animal should become a balmum, the halacha is that the owner could eat it wherever he wants. The Mishnah in Masechta Maaseros, the Gemara in Masechta Erevin discusses what will be the din if there's a mix-up between the 9th and the 10th and the 11th. What is the din on all those various animals? Clearly, the Mishnah, however, teaches us that if one designated an animal as a Maaser animal, then there is no issue of mix-up. Any other animal cannot in any way get a designation. It's only when the 10th animal wasn't specifically identified as the Maaser animal that these questions come up. Very Maaser Behema, as we said, the Lech Alechzoyim, that we can't say Maaser is different than Kedushin because Maaser Behema is Chal Lechzoyim. Similarly, as we just said, once an animal is identified as a Maaser animal, that is the 10th animal. No other, the 11th, the 12th, the 9th, and the 6th are not Maaser. Vama Rava, but Rava says, Yotsu Shnayim Basiri, if two animals walked out of this door at the exact same moment, and they were both called Asiri, the Karan Asiri called both of them the Asiri, we have a situation of Asiri v'echad asa muravim b'zebezeh, that the 10th and the 11th animal are mixed together. And as Rashi Masechta Erevin attempts to say, that the 10th animal should be, since the 10th animal should be treated as a maaser animal, and the 11th animal should be treated as a karban shlomim, but we don't know which animal is which, so Rashi says there, that both animals should be brought as a karban shlomim. However, Tosfos there, and it seems that that's absolutely correct pshat, says the Rashi retracts from that, because the way a maaser animal is offered on the Mizbeach is not the same way as a shlomim animal is brought on the Mizbeach. Rather, what Rashi says here is that both animals are left to become balimum, and then we magdish another animal as a carbon shlomim. Now, the halacha is that if you were to clearly designate an animal as the 10th animal, the 11th animal would not be able to be designated as Maaser. So the question is, why, if it's Eina B'Zachazah, is it possible to happen simultaneously? Didn't Rava just teach us, Kosh Eina B'Zachazah, B'Bachas Achas, Nami Einoi? Answers the Gemara, Shani Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema has a unique rule. Disa B'Tos. Maaser Behema is effective even in a case of error. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masecht B'Chayris, Kara L'Tshi Asiri, if somebody got confused, and he called the 9th animal the 10th animal, Ula Asiri Tshi, and he called the 10th animal the 9th animal, Ula Achad Asa Asiri, he got all three of these animals confused, the halacha is Shloshta Mekudoshten, all three of those animals become some level of Hekdesh, even though only one of them was actually the Hekdesh animal. So we see that in certain circumstances, it is possible that not just the Meiser, not just that the 10th animal becomes Hekdesh, but even the 11th. So we have a situation of Yeshna B'Zachazah. Since we have a situation of Yeshna B'Zachazah, we also it's also effective B'Bas Achas simultaneously. Ask the Gemara, what about a carbon toida? The halach is that when a person brings a carbon, has to bring a carbon toida, arba tzrichen lahoidos, the four people that have to bring a carbon as Thanksgiving, we all have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time, but these four people have to bring a carbon toida, that this special unique characteristic that we just identified by Ma'aseh Behemah, the Leis B'Tos, it can't be brought by mistake. If somebody intended to bring a certain bread for the carbon toida, as we're going to speak in a moment, he made a mistake, he brought a different one, it's not effective. Similarly, V'leisa B'chatzoyin, the Gemara is not saying this, but I'm saying this, the din of L'chatzoyin that we said applies by regular maaser or produce doesn't apply by carbon toida. And the rule is that when somebody brings a carbon toida, he has to bring along with it 40 lachmim, 40 loaves. 10 are of a chametz variety, 30 are of a matz variety, and the din is that he has to give one of each type to the kohen, the other 9 he keeps himself. The halach is, if one designated 40 loaves to be the chalos that he's bringing along with his carbon taida, he can't be magdish another 40. Yet for itma taida shenishchet ha-shmoinim chalos, that if one did bring 80 chalos, chizki oma kachloi abom etach shmoinim, only 40 of the 80 become kaidish. Rabbi Yochanan says lekachloi abom etach shmoinim, nothing becomes kaddish. Seemingly, what is the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya? Rabbi Yochanan says, since kosh en b'zachazeh, since you can't be magdish the second 40 after you were first magdish the first 40, b'bas achas nami enoy, you can't be magdish all 80 at the same time. Chizkiya, however, is disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, and as the Rishonim explained, Chizkiya was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara finds it difficult to understand that Rabbah would be agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan and not with Chizkiya. Says the Gemara, Lav Itmalo, didn't we learn that the machloikis of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan is not relevant to our concept of Kosh Yeshto Bas Achas? It's a different subject altogether. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hakel Moidim, Hechda Mekachle Abon Betech Shmoinim. That if he said, I want only 40 of the 80 chalas to become kaddish, kachi, they all become kaddish. So why did he bring 80 if he only intended to be magdish 40? So I explained to Rishonim, since by these lachmim there's a rule of achrayis, once he's responsible to replace them if something should happen, so the person brings extra chalas as an insurance policy to make sure that he has those chalas. Which, again, explained in Mepharshim, is a rule which is unique to the chalas of carbon toida. By Meiser, there is no rule that the person who designates the Meiser is responsible for it. On the other hand, if somebody says, Lo yikachu aboim, elm ken kachu shmoinim, that I want all 80 to become kaddish, otherwise even 40 shouldn't be kaddish, what he said is, Lo yikachu is meaningless. You can't be magdish all 80. Lo yinechalku el bestam. The Machlokes says if somebody just made a statement without specifying what his intent was when he was Magdish 80. Masava lechrayis kamachavim, that he meant that he only wants 40 to be Kaddosh, and that the other 40 should only be here as a backup. Or Masava, Rabbi Yochanan holds, lekarbon gadol kamachavim, he meant to bring a carbon of 80 lachmim, which is impossible, and therefore it's not Kaddish at all, because kosh en b'zachazeh bas achas nami enoi. Ask the Gemara, For Rava, Rabba, why did Rava have to explain that our Mishnah follows the concept of Rabba? Typically, why doesn't he say that the reason if somebody's Mekadosh two sisters or a mother and a daughter simultaneously, it's not a valid Kedushin? Because it's Kedushin, Shem Asir Labininu. You can't consummate this Kedushin because you don't know who's your wife, and the other woman is a woman that's also to you because of Chais Ishtoi, or because of the daughter of your wife, or the mother of your wife. Says the Gemara, the Dvar of the Rabbi Bachama Kama. Rabbi Yochanan was addressing Rami Bachama. He himself holds that the reason it's not effective, as we're going to explain, is because of Kedusha Shem Asur Labia. Rami Bachama, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of Kedusha Shem Asur Labia, so that's why Rava explains that according to him, the issue here is because Kosh Enem B'Zachas Zeh Bas Achas Nami Enoi. Because Itmar, because indeed says the Gemara, this subject about Kedushin She'enem Asurin Labia is a machloikis. Abayama have a Kedushin, it's a valid Kedushin. Rav Amma lo have a Kedushin, it's not a valid Kedushin. Omer Rava, Barihina Asbrali, Barihina explained, how do we know that it's not a valid Kedushin? Ki Yikach Ish Ishu Ubala. Kedushin HaMasurin Labia, Kedushin that could be consummated with a Bia, they are Kedushin. Kedushin She'enem Asurin Labia, lo have a Kedushin. Ask Taisus, if so, going back to the subject we discussed earlier in our share, we said that Kedushin could be effective with a woman that is a Chayiv Elavin. But why? It's Kedushin She'enem Asurin Labia. You're not supposed to have Bia with such a woman. Answers Taisus, the when do we apply the concept of Kedushin She'enem Asurin Labia? Is when the Kedushin are what create the Issabiyah. Like in our case, somebody's Mekadosh two women, two sisters, so the Kedushin create a situation that I can't have Biyah with either of the sisters. But when the Issabiyah is there without my act of Kedushin, that is not a circumstance of Kedushin She'enem Asurin Labia. Abaya, who doesn't agree with Rava, will have to explain, this is what we're going to learn the Gemara, that the reason the Kedushin in our Mishnah with the two sisters is not effective, because he agrees with Rabbi Bachama, the Kol She'enem Zeh Bas Achas Nami Einoi, or some of Farshim suggest that Abayi will agree that here, since he made the Kedushin with two sisters, and we know that that's an impossible situation, he in this circumstance agree to the concept of Kedushin She'enem Asurin Labia. But again, as we said, we're going to learn the first pshat. The Pnei Yeshua asks, Rava preceded Barahina. So Barahina brought a pasuk to prove that Kedushin She'enem Asurin Labia is not a Kedushin. But where did Rava know it before he heard Barahina's explanation? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Rav extrapolated it that's what our Mishnah is teaching us. Our Mishnah is teaching us there can't be Mekadosh two sisters. Why? Because it's Kedusha Shem Asurin Labia. Tanan, ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Mekadosh Yishu Bita, if somebody's Mekadosh a woman and her daughter, or Yishuv Achayso, two sisters, Kachas, simultaneously, the Aloch is Edim Kedushas. What would be? Ha'achas Mishu Bita. There are two women, a mother and a daughter. Ishvachaisa, two sisters, somebody was Mekadosh, one of them, but he doesn't know which one he was Mekadosh. The halacha would be, from it seems from our Mishnah, that would be Mekadoshes. Vamai asks Abaya, isn't this a situation of Kedusha Shem Asir Labia Ninu? He can't have beer with the one who's his wife, because he doesn't know which one is his wife, so whichever woman he has relations with, maybe his wife on one hand, but on the other hand, maybe the sister of his wife, maybe the mother of his wife, maybe the daughter of his wife. So why would the Mishnah say that such a circumstance, it's a valid Kedushin? To Yufta de Rava, isn't this a refutation of Rava's opinion about Kedushin She'enem Asurin Labia? Amalach Rava, so says Rava to Abaya, Ula Kameich, and according to you, is the Mishnah that understandable? Ema Sefer, let's continue understanding the Mishnah. We go back to the story that we discussed in the Mishnah. There were five women, amongst them were two sisters. And he said, all of you become Kedush with this Kalkala. The sisters are not Mekudush in this situation. What do we see? The Mishnah is teaching us that the sisters do not become a Kiddush. Hanachrius, the other women who are not sisters, Mekudushes. We would have a valid Kiddush. So what exactly is the case, asks the Gemara. Heichidam, Ilem Dama Kulchem, if he said all of you should become a Kiddush to me, how could that be a valid Kiddush? This is a situation of Kni At V'chamarhu, that if somebody says, if Trump is trying to make a transaction, he says, you and a donkey should be parties to this transaction. Or other Rishonim say, you, chamor doesn't necessarily mean a donkey, you and an unborn fetus, since the chamor, or the unborn fetus, cannot be party to the transaction, at the chamor, the transaction is totally void. So since Kedushin can't be effective with the sisters, then the Kedushin should not be effective at all. So, how does the Mishnah suggest that the Kedushin is valid in the story that the Mishnah quoted, at least on the three women who weren't related? Elalaf says, Rava, that the Mishnah must be referring to a case, the Amalu Achsmichem, that he's saying that he's only being Mekadosh one of the sisters. And it's not, and that is possible. Viktani, and yet the Mishnah says that even if he's only intending to be Mekadosh one of the sisters, but we don't know which of the sister is the one that is going to be Mekadosh. So it's a situation of Kedushin She'en Mesurin Labiyah, and our Mishnah teaches us Ein Achayus Mekadoshes. So our Mishnah clearly indicates in the Sefer that Kedushin She'en Mesurin Labiyah are not a Kedushin. So says the Gemara, L'Rav Akash Reisha, the Reisha of our Mishnah seems to indicate that only when I was Mekadosh the two sisters, that's when I don't have a Kedushin. But if I was Mekadosh one of the two, even though I don't know which one of the two I was Mekadosh, and therefore I have a situation of Kedushin Sheinim Asurim L'Biyah, it's still a good Kedushin. It's a question on Rava who says Kedushin Sheinim Asurim L'Biyah is not a good Kedushin. Yet the Sefer, the way we just explained the Sefer, is Kash Labai Kasha Sefer, because the Sefer seems to indicate that even if I was Mekadosh only one of those two sisters, since I don't know which one I was Mekadosh, so it becomes a Kedushin Sheinim Asurim L'Biyah, and therefore it's not a good Kedushin. There's a question on Abaya, who holds Kedushin Sheinim Asurim L'Biyah is a good Kedushin. This concept of Kni At V'chamor, that if I do a transaction with a person who's able to conduct interactions with somebody else, the entire transaction is void. There are two explanations in the Mefarshim why. One explanation is that that's a din in kinyanim. That's a din in transactions. Transactions have to have that all the parties are able to participate. Another pshat is that obviously if I'm doing a transaction with an animal, with an unborn fetus, I'm not serious about this transaction, because everybody knows you can't do a transaction with an animal or with an unborn fetus. The Yismach Moshe says we can now understand what the pasuk says that Yaakov says to Esav, "V'yayim Yaakov michra kayoyim es becharos chali." And the Mefarshim all ask, "What is the pasuk adding with the word kayoyim?" So he answers, "In the bechira, there were two elements. One element was the Yerush element, that a Bechara is deserving of a double portion, and there was the Avoida, that at that time, the Avoida, until after the Chet Egel, the Avoida belonged to the Bechairis. Yaakov Avinu was concerned that Esau would be able to claim that this transaction was void, because the Yerusha aspect is inapplicable. Their father is still alive. And Esau would therefore say, since part of the transaction is void, it's like a situation of Kni At V'chamor, that the entire transaction should be voided. So therefore, Yaakov said, Michra Kayoyim, I'm only interested in buying the part of the transaction which is Kayoyim, valid today, the other part is not a party to the transaction and therefore cannot be voided with that reason. So as we just explained, the Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah is difficult on Rava, and the Sefer is on Abaya. Says the Gemara, Abaya Matatzel Tamei, and Rava Matatzel Tamei. Each one of them is going to explain according to their explanation. Abaya Matatzel Tamei, Abaya explains the Mishnah in the following manner. Hamakadish Isha Bita, or Ish V'Achos Ka'achas, a mother and a daughter, two sisters simultaneously, and a Mekadishas. However, continues Abaya, as he said earlier, Achas Mi'ich Isha Bita, he was Mekadish the mother or the daughter, Ish V'Achos, one of the two sisters, even though it's a Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiyah, the Halach is Mekadishas. However, if he stipulated, says Abaya, when he made the Kedushin, Haruy Labiya Tiskadishli, only if I could consummate this marriage with a Biya, should this be a valid Kedushin, then I'm Mekadeshes. Then neither of these two women can be Mekadeshes, because this marriage clearly cannot be consummated with a Biya. And says Abaya, that's what the Mishnah continues to bring us a story. There was an incident with five women. Amongst them were two sisters. Somebody picked a basket of figs. The woman that I can have relations with should become Mekudesh to me. Since he couldn't have relations with either of those women, since he doesn't know which one is his wife, the loch is, neither of the sisters become Mekudesh. Rav Matatzel Tamei. Rav explains the Mishnah according to his opinion. Hamakadosh Achas Mishabita, a son Makadosh, even one woman from a mother and a daughter, but he doesn't know which one. Or Achas Mishabachos, one of two sisters, again without knowing which sister. Nasak Mishakidosh Ishabita, Ishabachos Kachas, it's the exact same as he would have been Makadosh both of them simultaneously. Venim Kadoshes, because it's Kedushin, Shenim Asurim Labiya. Or Mais Nam Bechamish Noshim, there was a situation where somebody's Makadosh five women. Behem Shteyachoyus, amongst them were two sisters. Vlika Echika Kol Shateinim. Vamare Mikulchem Achs Mishteyachoyus, Mikadeshus to Mikakalzu. He only meant to be Makadosh one of the two sisters. Still, the Chacham said that this Enachoyus Mikadeshus, the women who are not related are Mikudesh, but the two sisters are not, because neither sister could he have beer with, and it remains a Kedusha Shenim Surim Labiya. As to Rishonim, why are the other women Mekudesh? Isn't this a situation of Kni At V'chamor? Answer the Rishonim. When do we apply the concept of Kni At V'chamor? When there's a Chamor. Here the problem is that the Kedusha with one of the two women is a good Kedusha. The only problem is I don't know which is the woman. So it's a situation of Sufik. That is not analogous to Kni At V'chamor. Another explanation, going back to what we spoke about earlier. Some Rishonim suggest the why is Kni At V'chamor not acceptable? Because everybody knows that this is a meaningless transaction. You can't do transaction with a Chamor. However, here, a person may not recognize that there's a problem with this Kedushin, because he thinks he's only been Mekadosh one of the two sisters, only a mother or the daughter, and therefore it's not analogous. Toshma. So Gemara, again, is going to speak about this concept of Kedushin Shem Asurim Labiya. HaMekadosh is Bisa Stam. If somebody is Mekadosh his daughter without designating which daughter he meant, and a Bogris Beklau, the daughters that are past Naris are not included. HaKtanis Beklau, the Ktanis are included. Ask the Gemara, Kedushin Shem Asurim Labiya. We have a situation of Kedushin. He has a bunch of Ktanis. We don't know which of the Ktanis the father meant. So why is it a valid Kedushin? Is it a Kedushin Shem Asurim Labiya? Because he can't have relation with any of the women then, because everyone may be his wife's sister, and yet the Mishnah says it's a Kedushin. Isn't this Tiyuf to the Rava, a refutation of Rava's opinion? Amalek Rava says the Gemara, Hachem Ma'iskinen, K'shen Sham El G'dayel V'Ktana. There's one Bageres and one Ktana. And as Rishonim explained, the Mishnah, the case has to be consistent. So there's only one Ktana, there's only one Begeris. Ask the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says, HaBaigreis Ktani. The Mishnah clearly uses the words Baigreis, many Baigreis. And if there are many Baigreis, there must be many Ktanas, as we just explained. Says the Mishnah, my Baigreis, what does it mean when it says Baigreis? Baigreis to Alma. One of the Baigreis in the world, but there's only one Begeris here. Ask the Gemara Hiyach Ma'ala Memra. So what's the question? There's only one Ketana. So we know that the Kedushin is without that Ketana. Answered the Gemara, Hach Ma'iskinen, the Shabbos is Shliach. The Begeris appointed a father to be a Shliach on her behalf to find a husband. Not a Tema, Ki Mekabel Kedusha, Adata Da'ka Mekabel. So when you have to say, be concerned that perhaps the father was accepting Kedushin on behalf of his daughter who's the Begeris. Kamash Malon teaches us the Mishnah, the Leishavik Inish Midi, this Leihanomine, the Kedusha, the Kesef Kedushin by Ketana belongs to the father, and he will not ignore that and give it and take the Kedushin for his older daughter where he doesn't keep the Kesef Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, if the older daughter appointed the father as Hashliach, Mila Eskinen, Damrele, Kedushin Lididach, you keep the Kedushin money. So if to him he's going to get the Kedushin money anyway. Afil Hachi, says the Gemara, Leshavik Inish Mitzvah Deramule, a person is going to first marry off his, what do you call it, the daughter who's a Ketana, who he's obligated to marry off, Vava Mitzvah Lo Ramule, and not marry off the Begeris, who he's not obligated to marry off since she's a Begeris already. So, therefore, we assume that he married off the Ketana, and we don't have to be concerned that she married off the Begeris. However, say the Rishonim, in a situation that the Begeris appointed a father to be her Shliach, and not only did she appoint him to be a Shliach, but she said, be Mekadosh for me, this specific man, there, say many Rishonim Duran, that we could assume that even though the father has a Ketana, since she got very clear instructions that she meant the older, that she meant this man for herself, that the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin for the Begeris, not for the Ketanim. And the same halacha would apply in the following situation. The halacha is that if I ask a shliach to buy a field on my behalf, and I give him money, and then he goes and he spends the money, he buys a field and he says, I didn't buy it for you, I bought it for myself, he's believed. However, if I designate him to buy a field, and not only did I designate him to buy a field, but I told him, buy the field, buy this specific field, there we say that he meant certainly on behalf of the Mishaleach, and the Mishaleach claimed that the field belongs to him and not to the Shaleach. Not all Paiskim agree with this Pesach, but many Rishonim explain it that way. Tashma. Mishesh l'shtei bonos, shtei kite bonos v'shtei nosha. A person was married to two women, and he has two pairs of daughters. Vama. Kidashti espite agdoile. I meant to marry off my oldest daughter, Venideya, and I don't know which one I meant. Imgdoilish v'gdoilis. So what I mean is the older daughter. The older from the first wife, or the older from the second wife. Imtanish Begdolos, or it could even mean the second daughter from my first wife, because she is a Gedoyla Menagdolos Begdolos, that she's older than the older one of the second group. Says the Mishnah, Kulan Asuris, so we have four girls here, the two older daughters from the first wife, and the older daughter from the second wife are Asur. We see that's a valid Kedushin. But why is it a valid Kedushin? He can't have beer with any of these women because it's a Kedushin Shem Surun Labiya. We don't know who's the wife and who's the sister. Says the Gemara, when he did the Kedushin, he knew who was his wife, and then and it was a full valid Kedushin, and then there was a mix up. Dekanami, that's proof that the Mishnah says. Diktani any day, I now don't know who I was Mekadosh. Vlektani any Yedua, that I never knew. Shmami no, that's what the case is. Ask the Mar Yochai Maila Memra. Of course, if that's what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, says the Mar Fukim and Rabbi Yossi. The Chiddush of the Mishnah that we don't to disagree with Rabbi Yossi says. Dama lemachas inish lesveika, a person doesn't enter into a Shaila, and he certainly meant the oldest. Kamash Malon, the Machus Inish L'Sveika, that a person does get involved in this kind of a shaila, and maybe he meant the old, maybe he didn't mean specifically the oldest. And from here, the Rishonim and the Poskim discuss that we see typically, Rabbi Yossi clearly is teaching us that one marries off his oldest daughter first. And the question that comes up is, one allowed to marry off a younger daughter before an older daughter? The Shach, interestingly, says that the concern is really more by boys than by girls. Because he says girls don't have the obligation of pur revu. Men, however, have the obligation of pur revu, and therefore perhaps we should be more concerned by men over women. So it's interesting that both Reb Moshe and the Klaus Magareba, the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv, say that the minig, based on what it says in the Torah, Layasu came from Kameinu, that Lavan said to Yaakov, the minig is not to marry off a younger daughter before an older daughter, is only when both of them are engaged. And the question is, which chasna to make first? And there, the halach is that we should make the wedding of the older child first. However, they say, as far as getting engaged, that's not what the pasuk is referring to. Furthermore, the Kosmo Rebbe discusses that if there are reasons to marry off a younger child before an older child, let's say the older child is a son and he still wants to learn, and the younger girl is a daughter, or a wonderful shidduch opportunity comes up, certainly, says the Klaus Magareb in the tshuva there, that one can marry off the, can get, and certainly get allowed to get engaged, a younger child before an older child. However, mechila is required. What we ask is that the younger child allow his older or her older sibling to get engaged before them. The Panovich Rav once met the Satmar Rebbe, and he said, we know that in the world, as we just explained, the minig is not to marry off a younger child before an older child unless there's special reasons. Based on the pasuk of Lo Yasu Kein Ben Kameinu that Lavan said. Ask the Panovich Rav, the Satmar Rebbe. We had here Lavan and Yaakov. Yaakov obviously did not have a problem to marry a younger sister before an older sister. That's why Yaakov got engaged to Rachel before Leah. So ask the Panovich Rav, why are we following the minig of Lavan and not the minig of Yaakov? We're following the minig of the Rasha and not the minig of the Tzaddik. So the Satmar Rebbe answered him. He said, Yaakov Avinu went to let Rachel and wanted to get married to her. And he told Rachel, you have to ask permission from your oldest sister, Leah. Which she did. And Leah gave her permission. But Lavan told Yaakov, Lo Yasu Kein B'Mekameinu. The Kein, the yes, the permission in our place is not an honest permission, because we live in a place where people aren't honest. And therefore, you can't marry Rachel before Leah, because Leah really didn't mean it, because in our place, people don't mean what they say. But we're people, indeed, when they are Michael, when an older sibling is Michael to a younger sibling, then there's no problem that a younger sibling can get married first. The Chidah, quoted by the Marsham, has a whole different explanation over the debate between Yaakov and Lavan. For he explains that actually Rachel and Leah were twins, but Rachel was born second and Leah was born first. We know that Yaakov, going back to his debate with Esav, felt that the twin that comes out second was really created first. So that's why Yaakov felt that Rachel was the older one. Lavan, however, agreed with Esav that the one that's born first, Leah, is considered the Bechaira and she should get married first. Toshma. Misha Kiddush Echz Mishtei Chayus. If somebody was Mekadosh one of two sisters, any day is a kiddush, and he doesn't know which one is his wife. Nice to get lazu, but get lazu. He has to give a get to both of them. Again, the question is: this is a kedushin shenim esurin labia. Why is it a kedushin? Answers the Gemara again: hachamai skin and kishokri lebesayif nesarvu. When the kedushin was conducted, they did know who is his wife. Dekanami, and says the Gemara, the Ketani, because the Brisa says any day.
the light tani and yidu. We don't know now. Doesn't mean we never knew. Ask the Gemara, Yachimayel Memra. So of course, that's the din. What's the Mishnah teaching us? There, Mesachti Yavamis. Ask the Gemara, Sefer Tzuchalei. We need to learn the Sefer. Mace, let's say this person who got married to one of two sisters, but he doesn't know which one is his wife. V'loyechechet. And he dies without any children, and he had one brother. So Allah is, that one brother has to do chalitza with both sisters. He can't do yibam with any of the sisters because there's always a concern that he's not doing yibam with his zakuka, with the woman that he has to do yibam with, but it's a chosukukasai. He can't do chalitza with one sister and then yibam with the other because it's a situation of a chos chalutzasai. And Chazal said that one can't have relations, one can't marry a chos chalutzasai. However, if this brother who married two sisters had two brothers who survived him, so what should happen is echad chalitza v'echad miyavim, that one should do chalitza. So if that's the proper one, fine. If not, the other brother's doing yibam. If both brothers, however, took a sister, we don't make them divorce. Even though the first brother who did yibum did the wrong thing, it's b'di'evit okay. Says, however, what are we teaching you? First do chalitza, one brother should do chalitza, and then the other brother should do yibum. Avi bumei, but the one brother should first do yibum for other mechlitz, and then the other brother should do chalitza, that is not acceptable. Why? The kapag b'chayis u'kukasai. Because the brother who does yibam first may not be doing yibam with the woman who's really his yavama. He may be doing yibam with the sister who wasn't his brother's wife, and we would have a situation b'chayis u'kukasai, so that the order that we want to do it right is specifically that one brother should do echet chalitz, first one brother should do chalitza, and then the other brother Miyabim may do Yibam.